This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Today, health insurance reform is the law of the land.
The health care law was supposed to keep medical costs down, but a new report says your payments are expected to jump.
I think I made a mistake.
Robert Scott Bell.
A coalition of public health advocates targeting Ronald McDonald.
I'd love to see you, Ronald McDonald, retired. Well, let's kill him off like we did Joe Camel.
Oh, look at that!
Robert Scott Bell.
Side effects may include depressed mood, thoughts of suicide,
insomnia,
suicide may occur,
diarrhea,
unusual or strange dreams,
agitation,
sexual side effects,
drowsiness, dizziness, and
nausea,
hostility, trouble sleeping,
seizures,
various skin reactions,
thoughts of suicide,
because suicide may occur.
Oh yeah, drugs. You gotta have drugs.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Give a little bit, folks. It is Giving Tuesday on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Yay!
Hooray! And what was that? Who did that song?
That is classic Supertramp.
It is right Supertramp. Great tune, man. Perfect for today, my friend. Super Don is being as super as he can be. Giving a little bit back to the people out there listening and hearing the good tunes.
Yes.
Folks, if you've tuned in early on the YouTube, somebody was asking what I was playing. It's my music addiction, the opening to Hot August Night by Neil Diamond. You didn't hear it on radio. You only heard it on the YouTube.
You know, I heard that. And for people who haven't been listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show for many, many years, correct me if I'm wrong.
Yeah.
But that music was the music that you had in your show intro when I first started working with you.
You are correct, sir. In fact, yes, we did. Because it had this overriding orchestral thematic, like, welcome the old people in, right? And then it started jamming in early 70s, you know, Hot August Night rock and roll version of Neil Diamond, long hair and everything. So I figured I was crossing both genres there. But it wasn't until you came along and just disabused me of that notion and said, no, we're really going to rock the health.
Destroyed your image there, just completely obliterated you. No. Well, it's cool, though. It's a cool memory to hear that because it just reminds me of how back in the day, you know, the show was and what it sounded like. And
back in the 1970s.
I hope we made improvements.
I think we've been rocking it pretty well for a lot of years now. We have arrived to Giving Tuesday. The idea of giving is an interesting one, Super Don, because, there are a lot of ways to give. And the most common you hear about is you run across a homeless person begging on the street. And then there's a very awkward aspect to that because a lot of these folks are scamming you. It's true. That happens. And some people make really good money off the books. More power to them if you can do it. But I don't want that to be the overriding theme of like, hey, don't give because some people are scamming you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I don't think that's what we were going for.
No, I just want to acknowledge that there are other ways to give.
It's true.
There are other ways to give.
But you know what? Here's the thing. Are there people out there that are doing that? Yeah. I mean, there are. Mm-hmm. Just like there are people out there that will sell you stuff that is, you know, junk or rip you off or whatever. I mean, there's that element out there. But, you know, when it comes to giving, let's say there's somebody out there that is scamming you or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that you still give to them, they might take that money and go do something, you know, that they, you know, shouldn't do with it or that they, you know, misrepresented what they were going to do with it or something like that. But in my opinion, you're still going to get the benefit of the giving, even if the person that you give that to does something different from it, because it comes from the heart. Mm-hmm. And the karma is still going to be yours. It's going to come back.
Well, I just don't want people to get duped, and I'm thinking this on a broader or larger perspective when it comes to charitable giving. And, sure. And now there is a consciousness that you can see even in the mainstream media where they talk about how much of what you give actually goes to the benefit versus just overhead, right?
Yeah,
and that has shifted over the years, which I'm glad to see, because you work hard for whatever you got. Most of you, sure. Probably most everybody in this audience, and you may not have a lot of extra, and you want to make sure that if you do utilize it, it really goes. We call it the law of economy, maximizing your efforts, right? Getting the most out of every drop, most out of every dollar. And there are a lot of things like, we've talked about with the Truth About Cancer, with Ty Bollinger, they give every year to certain cancer charities that actually invest in people who are in need of help or in research that actually goes to something that would truly prevent cancer as opposed to, feed the monopoly on the treatment for cancer. So that's, a distinction. This is why many years ago when I realized the scams, I stopped promoting or giving where you felt good. I'm giving to the American Cancer Society. No, that would not make me feel good at all. In fact, it would be quite the opposite. I'd feel like I'd be contributing to a form of, dare I say it, evil, which is kind of strange because, wait, there aren't evil. No, I'm not saying that. The organization itself is chartered based on the fact that if it ever acknowledged a cure for cancer, it would fold its tent. So its incentive now, as it's bringing in billions, is to never find that cure. So it isn't legitimate in that same sense.
Sure. And, we talk about the Susan G. Komen Foundation and, mm-hmm. things like that, where you get these giant organizations that put themselves out there as charitable. And it's not that they're all, but it's like anything else. It's like talking about government, right? When the more bureaucracy you put together into something like that, the more corruption and the greed and all that stuff comes into it. And that's what you find with a lot of these big companies and these mm-hmm. big organizations is that at the end of the day, when you put in a dollar, it's like 98 cents of it goes to paying everybody that's on the payroll, and 2 cents might get, put towards
that's
what it is that you thought you were donating to. So in my opinion, if you're going to give to charity, and today is Giving Tuesday, we had Black Friday, we had Cyber Monday, mm-hmm. and this day was started about 5 years ago. And this is the day where they encourage you to give to charitable organizations. My opinion is to avoid all of the
official ones
risk of having your money go to waste is donate at a local level.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. Oh, you're so right, Super D. I love that. And it is about not only donating money, but, service, your ability to serve in a sense. And there's an enrichment, especially when you get kids involved. Whether it be feeding the homeless at a certain point, it's an experience. But there's so many more ways to do it. In fact, finding a neighbor who's down on his luck or her luck and helping them around the house even or around the yard. There are so many ways. There's an unlimited amount of ways. And in fact, sitting down, visiting somebody, playing cards with them, listening to them, smiling. Again, I just want to expand the idea of giving. And obviously, in this show, we tend to like to give all the time of our information. Of our service to some degree. Of course, I talk to folks off the air a lot, and wherever I can, I donate my time to help people because it makes me feel good. It's selfish. I feel great, when I do that, even if it annoys some people. But no, I've learned the proverbial big lesson of don't force the little old lady across the street while she's beating you with her umbrella, right? Super Don, you love this story, right? The whole idea
That's pretty funny. Yeah.
Free will, right? Freedom. You want to go out and help the world. You want to save the world. And you grab a little old lady. You help her across the street. She's beating you with her umbrella the whole way. You get across the street and say, lady, why aren't you grateful for me? I helped you across the street. And then she says, I didn't want to go across the street.
Right.
Find out first before you help somebody.
Good intentions.
Right? That's where I say the road to hell are paved with good intentions. Because if a person doesn't want to do something, you're not helping them by grabbing them and forcing them. That's what government does. Your point, donating to government. You want charity?
Well,
no,
and that's,
not government.
That's where it's very important to observe and listen mm-hmm. and, find out truly what it is that is needed, with either that person or in your community. Yep. And like you said, there's a lot of cool. There's no better feeling than doing something like that. Although the story mm-hmm. we're about to cover is a little bit different.
Yeah.
It's kind of a little bit different, a twist, because you would think rather than helping the homeless person.
It's the homeless dude coming up and helping you. Give a listen.
Right.
Oops. Here we go.
I was driving down 95 and ran out of gas, so I pulled over to the side of the road. He walked up and he said, get back in the car, lock the doors, you know, I'll be back.
Kate McClure says she could tell the man walking up to her off the highway was homeless.
He got her gas to help her get back on her way. Wasn't expecting anything in return.
So this guy is Super Don. This guy's name is Johnny.
Johnny Bobbitt Jr.
Yep. Johnny B. I'm going to say he's Johnny B. Good. Listen to what he did.
That gesture of helping stranded motorists is something Johnny has done countless times. Unknowingly, he was about to get hit with karma.
What if we started a GoFundMe for this guy? We set it up in the car on the way home.
You're going from zero, literally, to $300,000+.
It's like winning the lottery.
So this guy says, get back in your car. I'll go get the gas. This is an unsafe neighborhood, homeless guy. Goes in with his last $20, apparently, or somewhere in that range, brings back the gas, fills it up. On the way in the car, these people are saying, you know what? We want to give back. Let's start up a GoFundMe campaign.
Yep.
Did I hear her say it was over $300,000 that they break?
Yeah. Well, I've been following it today. And this started 17 days ago is when they started this GoFundMe campaign. Mm-hmm. And it's over $380,000 now.
Holy camoly. One more clip here. Let's give a listen to this news report on this.
Less than a week ago, Johnny was sleeping under a bridge. Today, he's been given what he calls a second chance.
I mean, of course, you know, I want to change my life. I want to give a lot of it away.
Will you get a house?
Yeah, I'm definitely going to get a place to live. There won't be no brand new car either.
No?
No, ma'am.
Used car?
Absolutely.
Maybe a truck?
Absolutely a truck.
You know what?
Well, good
for
him.
It strikes me that it's one thing to give when you can give. What about this guy? Wouldn't he have been within his realm to say, you know what? I got $20 to my name. There's no way I'm putting it in their gas
tank. Yeah, I'm sorry you need gas, but I need a car.
Right, exactly. Or, hey, give me the money, I'll fill up. This guy took his own money to do that. How giving is that when you don't even have it to give and you give?
Well,
and what does that say?
It just goes to show you that, you know, that karma is going to come back to you one way or another. In this particular case, it came right away for this guy. And, you know, good for him. Good for him. You know, the guy's a former, he's a vet, former Army guy. And, you know, I don't know what all the details are on his backstory, but, you know, it was a selfless thing that he did, and it's come back to him a hundredfold. So,
Johnny Bobbitt, Johnny B. Good. Great example for the holidays or for any time of giving. We got a lot of gifts to give you. John Rappaport's coming up. Jeffrey Jackson will be with us in the next hour. We've got big news on autism. The link from vaccination is not just mercury, it's another metal. We'll get to you with that information coming up. Maybe we'll have to do a side trip to Russia along the way, though. All right, stand by.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Robert Scottville.
Here I come to save the day.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSV, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Point's Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSV show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSV show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
KD Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we've succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor today at KDArmor.com. And for a limited time, get all plates at wholesale pricing only at CATIArmor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
So yesterday, I was chatting with John Rappaport through our special backdoor channels. Backdoor channels, of course, hint, hint, wink, wink, nudge, nudge, say no more, say no more. And I found him. Comrade John Rappaport is with me. Obviously, Putin put him up to all of these years of writing about vaccines, as my radio show has. Although we're still waiting on the rubles, John. Have you seen any rubles in your account coming over since they figured out it was the Russians behind all of this disinformation about vaccines, MMR, flu shots, etc.?
Yes, billions of rubles have been flowing.
Hey!
Dude, where's ours?
What?
I feel like I'm neglected now.
You're on your own, buddy.
All these years.
Yeah. Well, you know, I made my deal, and so I'm now, you know, reaping the rewards because, yeah, this is quite incredible, huh, this story. I'm sure you've been covering it. But.
Oh, yeah. Yesterday, I mean, John, I sent you this information, like, when it came out, and, like, an hour later, you posted the post. We actually were talking about it on the air. It's like, that's even more amazing than whatever Putin's doing. You just, like, nailed it, put it out there. Hilarious, of course, the way you just go in there. Yeah, we're all Russian dupes. No, there are no parents in America that figured this out by watching their children regress after vaccination into autism or even worse. And, of course, they're all now considered on the Russian payroll, obviously, according to the British press.
Yes, the British press is leading the way to exposing millions of American agents working for Putin. Sure. So the UK is now so worried about people waking up to the truth about vaccine damage that they have to blame it on the Russians and say that it's all a Russian disinformation campaign. I don't know what these people think, you know, who make up this stuff. Talk about earning money for doing a bad job. But that's what they're trying to do now in England.
Now, I think it was more than one paper picked up. It's like, you know, you get your marching orders from somebody somewhere, and all of a sudden all the papers publish the same stuff at the same level of sincerity, severity, whatever it is.
Yeah. And I love the part about how this disinformation about vaccines from Russia could disturb the education programs in schools on vaccination. You know, which is the propaganda again, and mm-hmm. which is the truth? And then the whole thing about eroding trust in government.
Mm-hmm.
This is now emerging as a new sort of virus that spreads around. I've been seeing this here and there. You know, fake news people who disseminate fake news are somehow eroding trust in government, as if everybody acknowledges that that's a bad thing to do and it's a crime and people have to be punished for it, which is quite amazing because government has been eroding public trust in government ever since I can remember.
I was just thinking, if this is an active campaign to somehow marginalize those who erode trust in government, the Jefferson Memorial is toast. I mean, that's going down.
Sure. Absolutely. I was just knocked off my chair when you sent me the link to the article about Russian disinformation, how they got to this. So, as I said in the article, I'm expecting next that they'll say, well, remember Trump during the campaign said or suggested that vaccines could cause autism. So obviously this is yet more proof that he's a Russian agent because he was getting all that information directly from Russia. Right.
You know, in all seriousness, John, we've been talking about this. You've been writing about this, and I've been reporting on this on radio for so many years. You know what? There's not many people out here that have done the things that you've done or that I've done in media, okay? We should have long ago been recruited by Russia Today or any of these so-called propaganda organizations for Putin. It just says, this is a serious statement. It's like, dude, I missed out on all those rubles. I don't know how they missed us.
I'll tell you one thing. I won't name the press outlet, but I was approached, I'm going to say, maybe a year and a half ago
mm-hmm.
to do a bit for a Russian news outlet. If we're coming up on a break, we can talk about it afterwards.
Yeah, we'll do that. John Rappaport's my guest this hour. We've got big breaking news from the peer-reviewed literature about aluminum vaccines and autism. Your brain and nervous system will never be the same after this, folks, I promise. And it's going to be an empowering segment. Get your ears open. We'll be back with John Rappaport after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc?
herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Roberts.
And I used to say giving them a swift kick in the aspirin, and if we do that, maybe we'll remove some aluminum from their brains too, which would be really good. We're going to get into that in just a moment. John, we talked to our YouTube audience on the break briefly. You had said that a different Russian news agency of some kind interviewed you by writing, and you expounded, as you always do, on subjects that kind of break up the globalist perspective, go deep there, and apparently they were like, no, I don't think we can go there. You know, we like to target America and de-whatever it, but you know, what you're doing, John, is taking on everybody.
Yeah, and this was on medical, so that was the subject loosely of the interview, mm-hmm. And when I started to expound on my answers, they were obviously put off, and we went back and forth with my contact, and he finally said, they're not going to publish this. And I said, wow, you know, I thought that's what they wanted. And he said, no, apparently not. And I said to him, well, suppose I print my answers on my own website with the questions you asked me.
Mm-hmm.
And I name the, you know, the outlet, the press outlet in Russia. I said, what's going to happen? He said, well, I'll lose my job for sure. And I said, okay, forget about it. So I never did get specific about it, as, you know, more than what I'm talking about here.
Sure.
So, you know, they're in a similar boat to the United States, apparently. They don't have to be when it comes to medical, but they seem to be, like a lot of other press outlets around the world. They're afraid to touch it. They're afraid to expose the kind of truth that you expose every day on your show. It's too much for them.
Yeah. Well, again, it gives perspective because, again, a lot of people paint this picture of Russia, all good or all bad. Trump, all good, all bad. There are so many colors in that rainbow, and you've got to be able to, you know, pick it apart, nuance it the way you do, to address it in a way that is actually meaningful. But when you do, it's rejected by mainstream media sources, even in Russia, just to get you to know that. We've got to work harder on that so the rubles will start flowing one day, for real. All right, John. Well, let's dive headlong into the big topic of the day. Christopher Exley, a PhD researcher in England, I believe University of Exeter, Leeds, somewhere in there. He's been on this show. I met him at Autism One a few years back. A nice, nice man. Very sweet man as well. Very intelligent. And he's been positing that aluminum and Alzheimer's, there's a link. Now, he went further with some support from some good organizations, charitable organizations, that helped to fund a study of brains of children who had died who also had autism. And they analyzed their brains, and they found aluminum levels off the charts in 100% of those brains analyzed, not just in one area unique to Alzheimer's, which may be on the surface of certain areas, but, I mean, all over, everywhere in and around that brain. And this is stunning because now a smoking gun, in addition to mercury, which they keep denying, but this is pretty powerful stuff that's been revealed, John.
Yeah, it's incredibly powerful, and it may not just be the vaccines. It could be other sources of aluminum in the environment. In the particular study that we're talking about that is recent, they don't specify that it's, you know, all from vaccines, but we know that aluminum is ubiquitous in vaccines. It's everywhere. So this makes a solid connection that it's a horrendous idea, which we've known for a long time, to inject children with aluminum. And here it is exposed in their study of brains, brain tissue. There it is for everybody to see. And the fact that nobody in the mainstream is really reporting on this, where are the follow-up studies, where's the massive funding to investigate this horrendous threat, nowhere. And so they're just hoping that it's going to go away, but it's not going to go away.
No, it won't. And in fact, what I've seen unique about this study, like I said, that differentiates it from Alzheimer's, where they do find aluminum, but only in one part of the brain specific to that. Whereas what they're finding in these, in 100% of the brains they study of children who had autism that had died, they're obviously dissecting brain tissue. Every tissue, piece of tissue from every area of the brain that they dissected, pulled out, and analyzed had extraordinary high levels of aluminum. Again, differentiating it from the Alzheimer's scenario. And, of course, the distinct difference that they're positing here is that the injectable form of aluminum, you know, many, not hundreds, but sometimes thousands of micrograms per gram of brain tissue. Now, it takes it to another place and opens up a non-plausible, non-deniability ability for those saying that vaccines and aluminum in them is safe.
Right. I've been reading some other studies today since I saw that one and I wrote about it. People are talking about, for example, nanoparticles of aluminum, and how these particles appear to be able to weaken, let's say, the blood-brain barrier. In other words, they don't just get through into the brain where they function to scramble brain activity but they actually weaken that barrier, which could be completely disastrous because then other material can flow both ways that is toxic. So that's another facet of this whole thing.
So it enhances vulnerability of tissue that would normally have some level of protection that is taken out by the aluminum, and so you have aluminum plus things. And it was interesting, too, another study that you had sent me and I had seen before. I talked to Chris, actually, about this. He was conducting it a few years back, was utilizing high silicon-rich waters, right, spring waters that had silicon content. And he found that when ingesting, I don't know, it was a liter a day, that they would find excretion in the urine of aluminum. And what he wanted to show was kind of a reverse study. In those that had Alzheimer's, by putting them on this mineral-rich water, particularly of silicon, that by removing accumulated aluminum from the body, that they would see improvements in the, what would we say, the diagnosis. In other words, severity would be decreased or there would be some level of reversal. So he could then posit, indeed, through a negative association, that by removing aluminum, we're seeing a reversal of Alzheimer's. So it's harder to prove that it's the cause. Now you could say we're removing it, and look, Alzheimer's is going away or at least getting better. It has to be linked.
And in that study, he did report that there was improved cognitive function in the Alzheimer's patients that were drinking this water. So the conclusion was pretty clear that, A, drinking this silicon-rich water, which I happen to be sipping right now, will not only get rid of and decrease aluminum levels, but in Alzheimer's patients, you see, it wasn't across the board, but there were a few. It was about a fifth of a very small group where he saw cognitive improvement. So obviously, they need to look into this a great deal more, and I'm sure that he is.
Oh, no doubt about it. Again, one of the brightest scientists I've ever met, and a guy that hasn't been shut down because he's afraid of being Wakefielded. You know what I'm saying? He's British as well. He knows Andrew Wakefield. He met him at the conference at the Autism One some years ago in Chicago. So as we talk about, and you have written extensively about, referred to others even in the peer-reviewed literature or the journals themselves who have said, you know, it's very hard to determine what's legitimate science anymore because there's so much corruption, there's so much economics at stake that the corruption goes very deep. And so when we find legitimate studies that are not leading to, for instance, a new drug discovery, you still scratch your head and go, well, we got to be sure this is for real because there's a lot we're not sure about. But there is a distinction made when you're not having a billion, multi-billion dollar blockbuster drug on the tail end of a study that you can begin to look at and say, you know what, there's probably a lot less likelihood that this would have been monkeyed with because what's the end result payoff, for instance?
Exactly. That's one of the yardsticks that people have to understand. If you see a study published in a journal, say even a mainstream journal, and the conclusion is, let's call it, critical of the mainstream flow of medicine, you know, more drugs, or whatever, that kind of thing, then you really have to take a good look at it because that's going against the grain. Those researchers are actually risking their reputations, and through some, you know, miracle, the study is being published in a mainstream journal,
mm-hmm.
and the chances are that it's a legit study because it's not propping up the giant profits of the pharmaceutical industry. In fact, it could be sending a torpedo into those profits.
Well, and it could be sending a torpedo into the careers of the PhDs that publish something like this. So you have to take seriously this kind of science that's being revealed by Chris Exley and crew because they risk their careers. It's not like they're going to be suddenly awarded a Nobel Prize and granted $1 billion to research this. They're going to be fought tooth and nail over this because it threatens an industry that is very profitable and that claims no liability for the injury that it causes. Much less acknowledging that it causes, but now we have evidence of a direct link with aluminum and autism.
Right. I'm just looking at the abstract of this. We have shown that drinking up to 1 liter of a silicon-rich mineral water each day for 12 weeks facilitated the removal of aluminum via the urine in both patient and control groups without any concomitant effect upon the urinary excretion of the essential metals. We have provided preliminary evidence that over 12 weeks, the body burden of aluminum fell in individuals with Alzheimer's disease, and concomitantly cognitive performance showed clinically relevant improvements in at least 3 out of 15 individuals. This is a first step in a much-needed rigorous test, et cetera, et cetera. So that is what they discovered. And, wow, I mean, that is pretty fantastic to see the possibilities there because, first of all, you're not going to patent, you know, this water with silicon in it.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody's going to make money off of it. It's not going to be profitable, and yet it seems to be working.
Folks, you want to read about this? John's been writing for years at NoMoreFakeNews.com. We have it linked up here in the show notes at RobertScottBell.com. We'll spend a few more minutes with John if he can hang out on the break for those of you watching on YouTube to wrap it up. And then we go into the dunderheaded doctors and their view of opioids and opioid addiction and the deaths associated with it and how they are the contributing factor extraordinaire. Stick with us. Lots more healing to go on the Robert Scott Bell Show next.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Google has all but banned the movie series, What Would Muhammad Do? It's a brilliant film on the true history and goals of Islam. This is the film Trump's enemies and holdouts from the Obama administration are terrified you will see. Pro-Islamic groups working with Google and other multi-billion dollar corporations have vowed to suppress the distribution of What Would Muhammad Do? When you see it, you'll understand why. Get your copy while you still can. Order the 4-DVD collection today for $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Or go online and download the entire movie series for just $19.95. But wait, for those who order in the next 30 minutes, we'll throw in a 9-part series on the Muslim Brotherhood absolutely free. Go to www.mdfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now. That's www.mdfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines.
Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-972-6540. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-972-6540. That's 1-800-972-6540. 1-800-972-6540.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
The information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, you can find John Rappaport at No More Fake News. Also, his articles often appear here at robertscottbell.com. And now weekly appearing on Thursdays on Alex Jones' show, hosting on video as well as radio?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
Both.
You can't get enough John Rappaport, so anytime he's on, find him, go listen, go watch. John, if you stick around, because we're talking science, so I thought I love doing, you know, science stuff. We get into reading journal articles. We're kind of science nerds on some level, I would acknowledge. But, you know, sometimes if we want to figure something out and we go to the journals and we say, oh, my gosh, who paid for that? Wasn't that so obvious that it could only be today's
moment of duh.
What are you people? On dope?
Amalgamated Association of Morons. Local 6 and 7-8.
You're crazy!
No.
What is your major malfunction?
Yes, today's moment of duh brought to you by a group of doctors who don't know where the opioid epidemic originated. Yeah, that's true. A scientific study now has figured it out, or at least in two-thirds of the cases. They say it starts with the doctor's prescription for an opioid drug. John Rappaport.
Wow.
How did they figure this out? It took science.
How many millions of dollars did they spend to figure that out? Let's see. It looks like doctors are writing prescriptions for highly addictive drugs, so... Mm-hmm. What are the chances that this is a problem? Well, we better spend, I don't know, $10 million and see if we can answer that question.
Yes, the press release calls this the largest study of opioid deaths ever, published Tuesday in the American Journal of Psychiatry. I mean, it's a kind of a morbid topic, but it's ridiculous, too. And they started with 13,000-plus adults who were under the age of 65 in the Medicaid program. They all died of an opioid overdose. And, of course, they found out that two-thirds, 61.5% of those who had died had been diagnosed with pains that required, as the doctor said, a prescription for the opioid. So I don't know. Were they positing that it was all happening due to, you know, street corner drug use outside of a CVS and a Walgreens? I'm just trying to figure this thing out.
Well, actually, you know, there's a possibility that it did. And they're wrong after spending millions of dollars, because I've talked to a few people about this, including one of my insiders, so to speak. because of the huge numbers of deaths and, you know, addictions that are running rampant, are most of the people who are addicted to opioids, let's say in the U.S., Canada, U.K., other countries, do they actually start off as patients, or do most of them start off with somebody saying, hey, here's a great drug, you'll love it, you know?
Mm.
I'm not sure of, you know, what the answer is to that. I don't, you know,
they didn't,
maybe.
They didn't answer the other third. That's true.
Yeah, I mean, and 13,000, okay. I guess that's a pretty good number. But, mm-hmm. You know, it's obvious that it starts with the doctor for many people, mm-hmm. regardless of whatever you say, 60%, 50%, 20%. I mean, if you don't stop the doctors from prescribing the drug mm-hmm. for too long, for example.
Well, you're onto it, and yet there's more. The people that are dying of this, by and large, are also those who have been previously diagnosed with depression or anxiety. And you take that group and you say, oh my gosh, a significant percentage of them are also on benzodiazepines.
Yeah.
And the combination of benzodiazepines and opioids shuts down the respiratory process and ends in death. In either case, in all of those cases, doctors are the common factor. Sure, you go to the drug company, but the doctors are the ones writing the scripts initially. Yes, there's illicit use outside of that, but my gosh, the moment of duh, the doctors are doing it. Iatrogenicide. And you've reported on it, we've reported on it, Barbara Starfield has reported on it, and John Rappaport, I'm always grateful when you come on board here. On this giving day, you've given us so much, and I appreciate you, my friend.
Thank you, Robert. Same here.
All right, that's John Rappaport. Check him out at nomorefakenews.com every day you can, or you'll also see his articles here at robert.bell.com. The Russian agents that we are. Not. Where's our ruble? Anyway, next hour, Jeffrey Jackson, intrepid reporter, is going to join us on the air. What is the vaccine, the pro-vaccine memory hole? And the blood levels of, is it fluoride or is it lead? Is it tap water? We got some water questions coming up after the break, because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert Scott Bell Show.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.